What's up, girls, gays, and theys? Welcome to The Thought Topic, a comedy podcast about surviving your 20s. And honestly, y'all really, really could use some help. It's me, Christian, your thought therapist here to help guide you to the best of my body knowledge on all things adulting. So let's fucking get it, shall we? Hey, thoughties, welcome back to another episode of The Thought Topic with your host, me, Christian Sanchez. All right, y'all, so I'm coming at you live from my cheetah bedspread. Can I get a purr? I'm laying in bed once again, recording another fantastic episode. So if you hear like rumbling and tumbling in the background, that is my heater, because it is December, baby, and it's fucking cold out. For those of you who don't live in New York, many apartments in the city do this wonderful thing where the building controls the heat, and you don't get to control it from your place. So I don't know. I'll take what I can get when it's actually fucking warm in my apartment. So anyway, guys, how are we doing? How are my thoughts doing? I'm fucking exhausted per usual, but I'm doing mentally and emotionally and spiritually really well. We're just checking off all the boxes for general well-being and health. So today we're going to talk about tips for surviving the holidays, because it's officially holiday season. We're also going to talk about love bombing and what that's all about. And I'm going to answer a few questions and advice. So I hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode with Diani and our little birthday recap. It was a long one, but it was fucking funny. Like, I don't know. Maybe I just love my best friend too much, but whenever I edit my episodes with Diani, I'm always like, oh, I need to cut more out because, like, I don't want them to be too long. But I just love, I don't know, all the funny stories and antics we have. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. But I do appreciate the support. So thank you, guys. Anyway, make sure if you like The Thought Topic, you share it with a friend, rate us 5 stars, and leave a review. While we're at it, you can still get Thought Topic merch. It would be a great holiday gift, just saying. And you can get that on our website, which is christiantsanchez.com/thethoughttopicpodcast. And there's a hyphen in between The Thought Topic Podcast. So check them out. Get your fellow thoughts a cute little sticker, hoodie, phone case, whatever the fuck you want. And thank you guys again for supporting me and supporting my show. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because this time of year just tends to be emotional for people, and I'll talk about that a little bit more later. But I just have been in my fucking feelings recently because I just keep thinking about, like, how this show has grown and how it's such a part of my life now. And it's been my favorite form of, like, content creating that I've ever really done. Just because it's so easy for me to just, like, turn on a podcast and just go about my day and, like, do random shit. Like, I don't know, whenever I watch a YouTube video or whenever I'm, like, watching videos, I have to sit and, like, really, like, pay attention to that. I can't, like, do something while I'm, like, on fucking TikTok or on YouTube. And I don't know. Those are platforms I'm also trying to get more into. But yeah, I don't know. I just really enjoy the art of podcasting. And so I'm really grateful to have done this and to have all the support that I do. So thanks, guys. But enough of that fucking emo shit. Without further ado, let's get into the fucking tea, shall we? Oh, thoughties. I just have to say, before I get into the holiday segment, I am tired of being hardworking and having a busy schedule. I just want to be hot. I want to be hot for a living. You know, like, this whole actress thing, podcaster, like, having 50 jobs, hustler lifestyle, it's fucking great. Not for me. I'm fucking tired. Yeah. So if anyone knows how I can just be hot for a living and not really have to do anything, let me know. I think the, I guess, typical career choice for someone like that would to just be like a trophy wife or like, I guess maybe a model, but models still work hard. So not even like, I don't want to work hard anymore. I've been doing it for fucking 25 years in my life and I'm exhausted. So if someone could help your girl out and get me set up with like a rich spouse, I would fucking love that. Anyway, well, so thotties, let's fucking get into it. So like I said, it's fucking holiday season. Jesus, why fucking is every other word out of my mouth today? Jesus Christ. So thotties, it's holiday season. I hope you're all feeling that holiday cheer, regardless of what your religious beliefs are. Like for me, I'm not really, I grew up religious, but I don't really consider myself a like religious person now. Mom, if you're listening to this, sorry, but, but yeah, but I do love the holiday season because I just feel like it's a time of reflection and it's a time to just spend with people you love, regardless if it's your literal family or your chosen family. I'm going back to Michigan for a week in like 2 weeks for Christmas. And it's honestly kind of like, I don't know, it's shaking me up right now because I actually haven't spent literal time in my hometown since Christmas 2019, like before COVID. So I don't know. I feel like this year, like obviously we're still in the midst of the pandemic. And if you are planning on traveling, I feel like you should look into getting a booster shot. That's what I'm doing and people in my family are doing. Like that's our choice. But yeah, it's just like, I feel like there's like, I don't know, an extra level of like emotions and weight coming out of like pandemic holiday season. Like 2020, I didn't spend it with my family, which was like the first time that's ever happened to me. And for those of you who know me, like I'm pretty close with my family. So I don't know, I spent it with my ex and his family and that was a whole thing in its own. But regardless, I'm looking forward to Christmas this year. Hanukkah just passed and Shabbat Shalom. Happy Hanukkah to my fellow Jews. Honestly, I never really celebrated Hanukkah until my last roommate, not Savannah. My roommate before was Jewish, Emily, shout out. And she would have me celebrate Hanukkah with her and I learned a lot about Judaism. And I also used to live in a Hasidic Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn. So it was kind of cool to like see like a really, really like all out authentic celebration of that holiday. But anyway, regardless of your background, it is the time of year to celebrate the year you've had and spend it with people you love. So because we are a thought topic, I'm going to give you some thotty tips to surviving the holiday season as our warm-up icebreaker this week. So, thought tips for surviving the holidays. Tip number one is get your holiday shopping done early. That is something I've never been great at. Like, I always wait because I'm indecisive as fuck. I have a Libra rising, so it tends to make me very indecisive about purchases. And I always get buyer's remorse, regardless if I'm buying it for myself or for another person. I'll be like, oh, I should have gotten them something better. Or I should have like not spent as much money, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like this year I'm not doing that. I'm actually getting my holiday shop. I would say most of it is done already. Like I still have to get my dad a gift, which I just have to say, fathers, dads in general are hard to get a fucking gift for. I mean, I would say compared to other people, my dad's pretty easy to shop for. Like he has really specific interests. Like he's really into music. He loves going to the movies. So, and he has really specific brands of clothing that he likes. Whereas a lot of other dads are just kind of like, what the fuck do you get them? Like they're boring or whatever. I don't know. But my dad's still hard to shop for because he is so specific. Like Ray Sanchez, shout out. Like I will say he is like the coolest dad and I fucking love him. But at the same time, like I can't get him a whack gift because like my dad's also a Virgo. He will tell me if my gift is whack. Like he kind of started this trend in my family. I don't know if he started it or if it's because I have other Virgo siblings, but that my siblings growing up and my dad are the type of people, like, if you get them a gift, they'll be like, oh, thank you. And then if you're like, oh, do you like it? They're like, oh, I'm probably not going to wear this, but I like it. And then you're like, okay, fuck, well, let's go get you something you actually like. And we would always, as a family, go to the mall or go shopping like the day after Christmas to exchange whatever shit we didn't like. So I don't know. I just find that funny. So in order to prevent that, I'm trying to get my holiday shopping done early, and I've been asking my mom and all my fucking siblings for what they're getting each other or what ideas are for my dad. But in general, my first and foremost thought tip is get your holiday shopping done early just so you don't have to fucking worry about it. And then if there are still deals going on throughout the holiday season, if you're single as a Pringle like me, you can use those deals to buy yourself shit. So take that with what do with that what you will. Okay, my next tip is take time to enjoy relaxing and having fun with the people you love. So I don't know. I don't know if any of you thotties can relate to this, but for me, because I'm so busy year round, like juggling a bunch of different projects and, like, I don't know, submitting for acting auditions, podcasting, working on different creative endeavors. I also have two side hustle jobs that help me pay my bills. Like, I'm a busy ass bitch. And so at this time of year, I'm always like, oh my God, I feel like I'm not doing enough because I take time off to go either visit my family or to just like relax. And I don't know, I hate to sound like that girl boss bitch, but I really have a hard time giving myself a break and just like letting myself enjoy my time off when I'm like, oh, well, Christian, you could be farther in your career if you were actively like still doing shit. And the thing is, I'm always low-key doing shit for myself. Like, I'm always low-key working on my bigger dreams and aspirations, but like that doesn't have to be at the forefront of my mind right now, you know? So my thought tip, if you are someone who struggles with that, like if you're like, oh shit, like I need to be focused on like my goals and I'm not doing that right now because, you know, like let's say you have a goal that you're trying to like eat really healthy and like, I don't know, like get in shape or some shit, but you're like, oh shit, it's the holidays, like I know I'm gonna eat bad. Just fucking enjoy it. You know what I mean? Like just do, like take the time to really be present and do the things that you're supposed to do at this time of year, because this is part of our culture. Like this is what like living is for, you know, like having your goals and reaching them is obviously important, and that creates a lot of fulfillment, you know, but this is the time of year to, you know, relax and like let loose a little bit. As someone who likes to let loose often, I also am very hardworking. So I guess like, I don't know, for me, that's what I'm doing for myself. Like, as many of you know, I'm a Pilates queen. Like I work out like 4 or 5 times a week, and I go to Pilates like 3 or 4 times a week. And normally I eat like super fucking healthy, but I'm guessing like this is the first year that's not like stressing me out. Like I'm just like, I worked so hard this year to like meet my like physical goals or to meet my like career goals or whatever, that I'm challenging myself to relax. So my gift to you thotties is to also challenge yourself to do that. Okay. Tip number 3, if you are not in a relationship, do not buy somebody a gift. I'm going to say that again. If you are not in a relationship, do not buy the person you're sleeping with a gift. There we go. I wanted to clarify that. So I have had some holidays where I'm in a relationship and some holidays when I'm not, right? Now, because I am the thought therapist, usually at holiday time, I have like a little sneaky link, or I have a little boo thing that I'm like seeing or talking to or sleeping with, whatever. Unless they are your partner or your significant other, you don't have to get them shit. Now, I will say, if you two discuss getting each other gifts, that's your prerogative. Sure. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess I think I did that more when I was younger, like when I was in college, and I don't know, I was like kind of seeing somebody, and it's someone I was like friends with for a while. Like, we just got each other a little something, you know, like nothing crazy. But now that I'm an adult woman and I have my hard earned working coin to save and to spend on myself, I'm not getting a gift for a significant other, sneaky link, what have you, unless they're my fucking partner, like unless they're my boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. Like, no, don't buy them a gift. Now, if you're dating a man, they can buy you a gift. That's fine. But don't feel like you have to get them anything, because like, I'm sorry. Like, I feel like as far as heterosexual men go, that's the least they could fucking do for being, I don't know, terrible all the time. I love doing Thought Topic because I can just say my like shitty man hater things, and this is my safe space to do those things, and I don't have to have crusty dusty men coming here being like, hey, you hate men. No, I don't hate men. I just say what I want. Anyway, because here's my thing. I feel like whatever, you always want to get something for the people you care about, and like, not that you don't care about the person you're sleeping with or dating or hooking up with. It's not that you don't care about them, but like, they haven't really been in your life that long. So like, it's kind of like awkward to know how much money you should spend on them or how nice of a gift you should get for them. So I feel like it's just better to not get them anything. Or if they decide to get you something, then let them decide for you. Like, or like, let them do that. But I feel like for me, I don't know. I'm at the point where like, I feel like I have baby sub like hot girl energy, meaning like I'm the submissive one typically in my relationship. So I feel like I don't have to get my dominant partner anything. Does that make sense? Maybe that's like rooted in misogyny, or it's just selfish. I really don't fucking care. The point is, unless you are my partner, I'm not giving you a gift. I'm sorry. Your gift is you get to sleep with me. So thotties, if you're wondering what to get your little boo thing or your man's for Christmas, give them pussy. That's all they want. Deani and I have actually referenced that in an earlier episode. So in case you needed a reminder, here's your reminder, babes. Pussy is the best gift that keeps on giving. Okay, thotties, and my last thought tip for surviving the holidays is, as we know, holiday season ends with New Year's Eve / New Year's Day, right? And my biggest thought tip to you all is to not try to do the fucking most on New Year's Eve. Like, go into it with like zero expectations, go with the flow, and just have fun and party. Okay. Like, I know that's typically my thought tip, but let me explain why. Every year on New Year's Eve, I feel like anytime I've had high expectations on how I want the night to go, or I try to plan some big party event, like I get tickets to something or whatever, it always is a shit show and I just have a terrible time. Because when you think about it, everybody goes out on New Year's Eve, everybody's trying to get lit and have their version of what they think the perfect New Year's Eve is. And I feel like for me, I always end up just being disappointed because it just doesn't go well. So I feel like the years I've had the most fun is when I just was like, whatever, I'll get a cute outfit and whatever happens, happens. That's the time I get the most lit. I have the most fun with my friends or my family, whatever I'm doing. And it's just the best. It sets the tone for the year, you know? An example of that I have is 2 years ago on 2019, I was seeing this guy and I really liked him, but we had been seeing each other for probably like 2 months, but we weren't officially dating or anything. And he was like, Christian, my friends and I are getting tickets to go to this club on New Year's Eve. Like, you should, we should go together and you should get your friends to come. And I was like, oh my God, yes. And he planned to have like this big party beforehand, like this pregame. And we were going to party at this club all night. Mind you, this was in New York and the club was like in Midtown, right? And I had only lived in New York for like 2.5 years at that point. And I was like, oh my God, this is my chance to like have an amazing New Year's Eve, like, and do the whole like traditional New York iconic New Year's Eve party, right? So I tried to talk my friends into it. Some of them were with it. A lot of them were like, I don't really want to do that. So I ended up spending New Year's Eve with him and his friends, and he ignored me the whole night. And his friends were very rude and standoffish, and like, I had a fucking terrible time. And I was like, damn, I wish I would have just like gone with the flow and just did what my friends wanted to do instead of trying to like pressure them to come to this thing, because now I'm not even having fun. And then my night ended with him and I getting into a huge fight at his place at the after party. And then he sent me home in an Uber, and then we stopped talking after that. So that's like one example. Last year I was crying and depressed because my toxic ex and I shout out, we were fighting on and off, and I think we had broken up like a couple days before New Year's Eve. So I was like literally fucking depressed and miserable, plus it was COVID, so it's not like you could really do anything anyway. I think another year with my college ex, shout out, he's the best. We were in his hometown visiting his family, and he's from like a small town, and we were at a bar with his high school friends, and some like nasty hillbilly sprayed me with champagne and like ruined my outfit. And I was just like, I don't know why it's taking me till fucking 25 to realize that like New Year's Eve, you can't have any expectations. It's just going to be messy and chaotic, and I just have to go with it. So anyway, thotties, take a page from my book. Just have fun, wear your cute ass outfit, and then just do whatever the fuck you want. Like if someone sprays you with champagne, just go with it. If like you get, like chances are if you're dating somebody, you're probably going to get into a fight with them, and just like laugh it off, roll with the punches. Don't have any expectations, because that way you're going to have way more fun. So anyway, I know I kind of rambled on my like examples of shitty New Year's Eves I've had. This year, I'm probably just going to work at the rooftop I work at and just like have fun with my friends and my coworkers. And like, I'll be like near like the ball, so it'll be fun. But long story short, I know we've all seen that like cheesy rom-com New Year's Eve. That's not real life. Real New Year's Eve is just like getting blackout drunk and eating fried food at fucking 6 a.m. So do just have that be your plan, and anything else that happens along the way is just a plus. So everyone, happy holidays. I'm here for you, thotties. I know that this time can, again, bring up a lot of emotions and feelings, and just know that like, if you don't have a physical, like if you're not close with your family, or you don't have, or you've had a rough year and you're kind of like not emotionally feeling well right now, know that your thought therapist is here for you. And I've definitely been in that place before, and I'm happy that this year I'm doing a lot better. So I'm here for you, thotties, and happy fucking holidays. Drink some eggnog that's actually non-dairy, because no one still drinks real milk, and enjoy the season. 'Tis the season, babies. Okay, y'all, for the next segment, we're gonna get into love bombing. So, bitches, here's the thing. Everyone who listens to Thought Topic is a hot girl, right? Like, we are amazing. Like, people should really like us, right? Typically, if you listen to Thought Topic, I know that you're a hot bitch and you exude hot bitch energy. Now, with being a hot bitch, you're used to people admiring you, loving you, wanting to shower you with affection. But sometimes it can be done in a toxic kind of way versus genuinely showing admiration for you, right? And so this whole idea of showing affection and admiration in a toxic way is called love bombing. And so I've been love bombed before, and I've had, you know, people talk to me or write me DMs or messages about love bombing. So I wanted to do a little mini segment about it today. So let's get into the tea, bitches. Okay. Love bombing. So I kind of like described it a little bit, but like, let's get a little more specific. What is love bombing? I'm sure, you know, maybe you've heard of this term before, but basically, love bombing is, according to Wikipedia, shout out, love bombing is the attempt to influence a person by demonstrations of attention and affection. The reason this is toxic is because it's usually in a cycle of abuse. So like I said earlier, obviously we're hot bitches. People are going to love us. But it becomes unhealthy when it's a way to get you, it's used as a manipulation tactic, right? So for example, when you first meet somebody, obviously they should really like you and they should show you ways they like you. You know, like they're going to be really nice to you. Whenever you're dating someone new, typically they're trying to show you the best version of themselves. Like that's what I try to do when I meet new people. And yeah, that's like just human fucking nature, right? Now, love bombing is when they shower you in admiration and affection, like times a million, a thousand, to try to like get you to really like them. And it feels almost like a little unnatural. Like it's a little like too much, right? For example, sometimes this happens by people just like giving you a lot of gifts right away. Like I know that, like, okay, this is gonna sound shitty, but like whenever I've dated like really rich guys, they'll like try to buy me a bunch of shit or like offer to like pay for shit for me and my friends or to take us on trips or whatever to try to like get me to sleep with them or really like them, right? And it's one thing to do that like in a sugar baby kind of situation, but to do that in like a dating situation, it's almost like they're trying to like shower you in exchange for your emotional investment, right? Like I know that a red flag typically is when you first start dating somebody and they're like, oh, let's go on a trip together, like immediately. You know, like sometimes that can be fun and it genuinely can just be like whatever, like city girl mentality, right? I want to get flued out. But if it's somebody and they're trying to be like, oh, I really like you, I see this going somewhere, like I like feel so emotionally connected to you, and then they're also trying to take you on trips, like that can be kind of a lot at first. It's like, damn, bitch, you don't even really know me and we're gonna go spend an entire like week together in like fucking Miami. Red flag if someone's trying to buy you a trip to Miami right away, just keep note, okay? Anyway, so that can be like an example of love bombing. Another example of love bombing is they want to spend all their fucking free time with you. So like, for example, I was seeing this guy in 2019 and he really liked me and I really liked him, but he would, after our first date, he tried to take me out to a new restaurant to eat dinner like every night that week. And it wasn't just like, oh, let's just go get dinner here, like casual. It was like really nice 5-star restaurants in New York City. Like, obviously, y'all know how fucking expensive it is to live here. Like, it was a lot. And he was really trying to like show out. And I feel like, you know, at the time I was younger, I was like 22 and I was like, oh my God. And it was my first experience like really dating someone who had like a lot more money than me, and who I also wasn't just sleeping with, like I was emotionally invested in them. And at first it felt like a rom-com and it felt really special, like a fairy tale. And then as I got to know him, I realized like, oh, he's just trying to like get me to like him. And like, it turned out that he was kind of like a fuckboy, toxic, like whatever. And he was trying to get me like emotionally invested in him. So yeah, like I said, there's different ways it can happen. This definitely happened in my last relationship with my ex. Like whenever we would get in a big fight, sometimes instead of just like apologizing to me, he would just try to like buy me a bunch of gifts or like plan a trip for us to go somewhere that weekend. And so according to the internet, there is definitely a difference between like being infatuated with someone and like instantly like showering them with affection. So like I was saying earlier, and you know, guys, okay, I just want to say this real quick. Like, I know I'm not a fucking psychologist. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say like every example of love bombing is bad and like every person who does that is like a narcissist or they're abusive. Like, I'm not going to make it sound that serious. But the whole reason I'm explaining all of this is because I think sometimes, especially as like women or a queer person or whatever you identify, if someone is showering you in admiration, it's easy to get like kind of like wrapped up in the like romance and like the like romance and the like energy of it all, that you kind of like lose sight of reality and you kind of like lose sight of, oh shit, like maybe like this isn't normal, right? And so going back to infatuation versus like instant affection is like, when you first start seeing someone, obviously you're attracted to them and you're infatuated with them. So you want to do things with them. You want to spend time with them. You want to talk to them. And that's all really exciting. But when you have healthy boundaries, like when you and the person you're seeing both are like have healthy boundaries, you know, like, okay, I can't spend every waking second together. And so you like, you know, maybe you see each other once a week, you go on dates, whatever, you know. But it's not like 24/7 hardcore, like, oh, I want to spend every waking minute with you. So I guess the comparison I'm trying to make here between like affection and love bombing is like, affection is obviously you can really like someone and be really into them, but you know the boundaries of it. Whereas like love bombing, it's like an extreme version of that. And so typically people who are love bombers, or like when you get into a relationship with someone like that, they'll shower you with a bunch of affection at first to like really get you emotionally invested in them, or like they think that they're really emotionally invested in you. I don't know. Like some people could be conscious of it. Some are not. In my experience, guys who have done that to me are not really like aware that they're doing that. So maybe they just feel like that's the way they're supposed to like show affection for women. But I think a good testament and a way to kind of combat love bombing is to just take a step back and just say, hey, I really like you, but I feel like we're kind of like rushing into this. Like, let's take it a little bit slower. You know, that's like a healthier approach. So I don't know, guys, like, I feel like this is really typical with like maybe just men in New York City. Like, I haven't really experienced love bombing from like a woman, I guess. So I'm speaking like very heteronormatively in this sense. But I see this happen a lot with me or with my friends or people I know in the city a lot. And so I think, you know, thotties, obviously have fun. Like, dating is about, you're not just like trying to find your partner, but you're also trying to learn things about yourself. But I think if you ever find yourself in a situation where someone's like showering you in affection to the point where like it almost makes you like uncomfortable, that's a good sign to check in with yourself and be like, okay, like, do they actually really like me? I guess like the question I ask myself is, do they actually really like me? Like, how much do they actually know about me? And you can kind of just like give clear and open communication from there, you know, just because maybe someone does that because, you know, that's all they know, or that's how they think relationships are supposed to be. And typically when you address them about it, like if you say, hey, things are really moving fast, their response will be a pretty good indicator on how they're like, where they're at emotionally or what their intentions are. You know, like if they get really defensive about things moving quickly and they're like, oh, well, I just really like you, and I guess like you just don't like me as much, then they're probably not as emotionally mature and actually not ready for like a real relationship, you know? But if they're like, oh, you know what, you're right, like, let's take it slow, and then they actually do try to take it slow and respect your boundaries, then yeah, that's probably a good fucking sign, right? So anyway, thotties, I just wanted to bring this up because, like I said, this is really common and really easy to fall into the trap of. And I know for me, like, I've definitely fallen into the trap of this where, you know, it's easy to like start dating someone and you really like them, and then they're doing all these great things for you. So you're like, oh my God, like they totally could be my partner. But over time, you know, they're not going to always do those things for you. And the biggest thing about love bombing is once they kind of have you, they stop doing that shit for you. And then you're like, wait, I want to go back to how it was when you were like super into me and you were doing all this shit for me and you're treating me really well. Like, that's how it becomes a cycle of like unhealthy or like toxic behavior. So I would say my biggest thought tip into preventing this or recovering from it is just be aware that, or try to gauge if it's too much too soon. Okay. This is something I still struggle with because I feel like I've almost been conditioned to think that's like normal behavior, that like a ton of admiration and affection right away is like, oh, that means someone likes me. What I'm working through with my own self-growth journey is knowing that like a healthy and secure attachment style isn't going to have any undertone of uneasiness, right? Like I'm not going to be questioning in the back of my head like, is this too much? Is this too soon? Because when you have that feeling, that's how you know. Thoughty, my thought tip to you is to trust your gut and communicate your boundaries. So with that being said, that's all I really have to say on love bombing. If you have any questions or you want to know how to combat a love bomber or how to like, you know, if you've been in that position and you're like scared to date now, write into me, shoot me a DM. I would love to talk to you about it. Love to have you on the show to talk about it or like share a story and advice. And like I said, we're fucking here for each other. It's hard because when you're a hot bitch, people are gonna love you and you're gonna think to yourself like, yes, I should be treated like a queen. But know the difference. Know when it's too much too soon versus just like, you know, common respect and admiration. Like there's a difference between love bombing and just affection, you know? Okay, babe. So last time, Deani and I had people write questions into us. And after after we had already recorded the episode, I still had a few people write in questions to me. So this is going to be my little question/advice segment. So let's fucking get into it. Okay. Okay. So question number one is, my boyfriend and I are thinking of moving in together after 2 years. But I'm kind of nervous that it may be too soon. What should I do? How should I tell him? Okay, so I have actually lived with a boyfriend before. My college boyfriend and I moved to New York together. And we dated for about 2.5 years. And for one of the years we were together, we lived together. Granted, we're both actors, so he was like away on contract sometimes and whatever, but we did live together for a year. So because of this, I might have a little biased opinion, but I kind of feel like 2 years is a little soon to move in together, depending on like what the goal is of your relationship. Because I feel like, I don't know, for me personally, I feel like I don't want to live with a partner or a significant other again until I feel like they're going to be like my life partner, right? Like for me, now that I'm a little bit older and know a little bit more about relationships, I ideally would want to wait to live with someone after we've been together for like 3 years or something. And we've had a conversation like, okay, this is what our life plan is and this is how it's going to go, right? Now, if you're already at that point with your boyfriend, I would say, you know, maybe it's not like a horrible idea. But since you're saying you're nervous about it, my guess is you're probably not ready for it. Okay. My advice would be to say, hey, like, obviously I love you and I'm excited for our future together, but we should really take a step back and consider like why we're doing this or like what the rush is, you know? I know for me at that time, my college boyfriend and I thought we would save a lot of money by doing that. And we did, like financially it made sense, but you know, I don't think we were like really prepared for all the other like challenges living together were going to be. And while him and I had a very healthy relationship and we were able to communicate issues together, ultimately, I think it kind of accelerated the like ending of our relationship. Whereas like had we not lived together, it might have taken like a little bit longer for us to get to that point. But also I think it also kind of depends where you live. Like if you live in Michigan, I know people tend to like move in together more quickly. Whereas like in New York, people tend to take more time. So I don't know, not saying that it's going to ruin the relationship, but if you're saying you're nervous, I think you're just going to have to talk to your boyfriend and say, hey, look, maybe we should take our time to really decide and really just come out with a clear page together on why you might be nervous and why it's going to take some time to work through. So that's my advice. Just talk to them about it and figure out like why you're nervous and why and how you as a couple can solve that, you know? Okay, the next question is, hey, Christian, so my friends and I always go out together and I always feel like the insecure one when we go out. My friends are all really hot. And while I recognize I'm beautiful in my own way, I don't always feel confident when we go out as in a group, and I feel like guys don't really hit on me. What should I do? SOS. Okay. So I would say, one, if you really know you're beautiful, own that. I think everyone can relate to this to some extent, because while we are each individually confident people, you don't feel like that all the time. And I don't know, maybe there's a time you go out with your friends and like you don't have as much. I know for me, like if I go out with my friends sometime and I didn't really have time to get ready and I kind of like rushed it, I'll be like, oh, I don't feel my best, and I'll feel like a little bit insecure. But I think it's important to remember that like they're your friends, and if you're going out with them, like you're going out to have a good time with your friends, you know? Like don't be worried about like if people are hitting on you or not. Now, if your goal is when you go out that you want to get laid and you want to meet somebody new, then I think a good way to overcome that feeling is to approach other people and just like, I don't know, go out of your way to get to know people. Like if you're a little bit shy and you're feeling insecure, that can be like a double whammy. Like you're not feeling super hot and you're waiting for other people to come up to you. That's not the greatest feeling, you know? So anytime I've ever felt that way, being the extrovert that I am, is if I'm out and I want like attention from people, I'll just go up and start like talking to people and making friends. Like, and you know what? Like when you have that like inviting, friendly energy, new people are going to want to talk to you and introduce and like be friendly to you. So my advice would be, you know, like your friends are there to support you. Just let them know how you're feeling. And the night doesn't have to be about that. It doesn't have to be about like I need everyone to make me feel good or make me not feel insecure, because ultimately that's going to have to come from you. But I think just be like, before you like head out, be like, hey, I'm not feeling like super hot today, but I still want to go out and have fun with you. Like, let's go hit on guys. Or will you help me like, get attention from this person that I've been eyeing or like want to like talk to, you know? Like if they're your friends, they're going to fucking gas you up and make you feel good. Like that's what I do to my friends. So I would say that's the best way to combat that. Your friends are not your competition. So always remember that. And just know that, like, I don't know. For me, I like being surrounded by bad bitches. Like I'm hot. I want my friends to look hot and feel hot. So whenever we go out together, we're just focused on like, I don't know, feeling good about ourselves and like having fun with each other. So that way any insecurity I may have or like may be like underlying the surface, I just forget about it because I'm just focused on having fun. So try to keep that in the forefront of your mind and don't fall into the trap of negative self-talk. You know, I know it's easier said than done, but your friends are there to support you and help you like get out of that. And if they're not, get some new friends and just go out with me instead, because I'm fucking fun to go out with. Anyway, y'all, that is all I have for the question/advice. I'm going to save some for next time. So thank you guys for listening, and let's do everybody's favorite segment, Thought Anthem of the Week. So a thought anthem is, of course, a song that makes you feel sexy, empowered, like a fucking bad bitch, that makes you forget that, you know, you got yelled at by your boss that week, makes you forget that so-and-so didn't text you back. It's a motherfucking thought anthem. So all right, y'all, my thought anthem this week is Industry Baby by Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow. Okay, first of all, love Lil Nas. Like, Lil Nas is funny as fuck. I have been following them on Twitter for mad long, and I just love their energy as an artist. But this song has just been on my, like, workout playlist this week, and it's been getting me really, like, geeked up, like, really amped to, like, I don't know, have, like more energy, like bad, like, and more energy of like more physical energy to like keep going, pushing through, you know? Like I listen to this when I'm like biking or when I'm like on my way to the gym to just like hype myself up, right? Also, I feel like Jack Harlow is kind of becoming the new Pete Davidson. Like, obviously, we love Pete Davidson and he's sexy, but now that he's dating Kim Kardashian, everyone's kind of like, oh, he's unattainable. Whereas now, Jack Harlow, everyone is like, wait, he's like a little bit more attainable and he's sexy. And it's weird that I say a man that's younger than me is sexy. I think he's, what, 23? I'm going to Google this. Yes, Jack Harlow is 23. Okay, so younger man, but still sexy. I saw a TikTok of him smelling a fan's underwear that they threw on stage. And I don't know, I'm kind of into it. So because of this, Industry Baby, obviously it's been popular for a while, but I don't know. That's my thought anthem this week. So check out the thought anthem playlist and feel like a bad bitch this weekend, y'all. So babies, with that being said, that is all I have for you this week. So make sure you follow The Thought Topic on Instagram, Twitter, etc. That is at The Thought Topic, and there's a zero in thought. You can follow me at Creshtun Sanchez, that's Creshtun, on all social media platforms. And thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you all have a fun and sexy weekend. This weekend's SantaCon, if you're in New York. And if you're participating, just know I'm like low-key judging you, because SantaCon is it's a little chuggy, not gonna lie. It's a little white, but be safe, have fun, and happy holidays. Next week, I have I have another guest on the show, and we're gonna spill some fucking tea, so stay tuned for that. And write me in any advice, questions you have, any thoughty stories, and yeah, thank you guys. I love you so much, and I will see you all next time. Mwah.